Let's memorize Bible verses for this week. Bible verse for Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Verses for this week, Romans chapter 5, verse 18. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Romans chapter 5 verse 18 to 19. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Romans chapter 5, verse 18 to 19. Romans chapter 10, verse 3 to 4. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 3 to 4. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us and save us and giving us a hope in this life. In this time, we are here who are saved by your holy blood. We are gathered here to learn about your grace and glorify you and praise for your love. And having fellowship with this holy group and fellowship, in this time we believe that the Holy Spirit is with us. And there are some brothers and sisters who are not here, and all the brothers and sisters who are absent now, wherever they are, please be with them. And provide them your words and love and grace, and guide them through their ways. There are many churches all over the world, out of Korea, and they are preaching gospels in many difficulties, every and each one of them. Please be with them and help them, so that they can live as proper children of Christ, and also hold them by the power of words and also by the capacity of Holy Spirit. And please recover those who are sick, and please help those who are being tested and in difficulties. Please provide proper grace so that no one can leave fellowship. Please hold them. Please provide us your words in timely manner and guide us which way we should go. And we believe that in this time there will be words that you want to present and reveal to us, that please help us to understand and accept your will and your words. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's see Bible. Psalm 114. Psalm 114, from verse 1 to the end. Psalm 114, from verse 1 to the end. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ail you, O sea, that you fled, O Jordan, that you turned back? O mountains, that you skipped like lambs, O little hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the log into the pool of water and flint into a fountain of waters. Let's listen to the choir praise. Let's read Bible. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 29. I'll read for you. Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 29. And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night, and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." Up to here. This year is almost finished. The end is coming. And this year was difficult, more difficult than any other years because of this unexpected infectious disease, the COVID-19. Whole world has been suffered, and even some lost their lives, and they were in many pains of many countries economically and also sanitarily. And it is even not sure in this day when it'll completely end this time. That as we know that this is not the purpose that many people live long and forever, because the people and humankind, they developed all the cultures and scientific technologies. But if it's not allowed by God, that all of these are of no use, that I feel really consciously that this in this time. Because this disease even cannot be stopped by this modern technology. And in this short period of time, the whole world is being suffered, and there's no sign of cease of this disease. And even more and more, there are more difficulties day by day, and people are suffering more than ever this time. And in the meantime, Christians, they are keeping their faith and also trying to preach, and they are doing their best in the difficult situation. And I'm really grateful that in this time that the level of quarantine become lessened than ever. So we can at least have some fellowships and gather here and listening to the sermon. I'm really grateful for this situation now. But we wish that this COVID-19 situation can be over very soon, because not because of our comfortable life and ordinary pleasures, but rather that we want to try our best until the day that Jesus is coming again, because we have many things to do. And after, because of the salvation of us, our salvation is so precious. Likewise, the salvation for others is precious as well. And there are so many people who are not saved yet, and still, and there's a time left for us that this is chance that given to us that we should preach gospel to the people who are not saved. And I believe that God is giving this chance to us. And even in these difficulties, and because even though there are some limitations, that we cannot preach gospel as much as we want, and also that we are under control of the government, and also because of the limitation of the liberty and also movement, that I will really believe that God will stop this situation immediately. And also we can see the history of Israel, that they've been through many disasters, and they prayed to God, and God has ceased the disasters, and also God gave them another chance to obey and follow the will of God. So even more difficult, and even in these difficult situations, that we should follow God more and try to be obedient more. And And also there are many churches are in pains, and brothers and sisters in pain, and also evangelists and pastors are in pain, and there are many difficulties and tribulations. And for all of this, to overcome these difficulties, that we should pray together. And last time I was explaining that we have sent pastors over 71 countries, and we are doing really our best to preach gospels all over the world. And all over the world, because of this COVID-19 infectious disease, that because of the quarantines and the limitations of the flights and immigrations, and compared to the situation of other countries, that we are even living in better situation than other countries. And also churches in foreign countries, they are facing difficulties, economic difficulties, and also many other inexpressible difficulties, so that we should support with materials and by economic measures, that we should support brothers and sisters in the church that we have done, and we have been supporting these churches in foreign countries. And gratefully that many donations are gathered, that we are doing forced donations, and we are asking for help to the for the churches in foreign countries. And I'm really grateful, and I really appreciate your effort and cooperations. And in this time that churches all over the world, we feel more that all are united in one spirit, that we are one church, because any part of branch of the body is in pain, then whole body can feel this pain together. And wherever they are, that we can share their pains, and we can listen to their stories and their testimonies, that also we can participate their pains together. And when I see these corporations and partnerships, that I feel that we are really one body in Christ. That probably God is confirming our faith and also seeing our cooperation right now. But I wish that this situation will not continue for a long time, because some of brothers and sisters might lose their faith and leave fellowship. So I really pray ardently that this situation will end soon. And I also wish you to join my prayer and pray together, and also to cooperate together. Luckily, in these difficulties, that even though there are some difficulties, that still Bible seminar is ongoing from this and there in the countries and over the world. And even though we are facing hardships, that even though we are taking care of some things, and we are trying our best to preach gospel, so given situation, this difficult situation, that we are trying our best, and I believe that God is also helping us to preach gospel. And when I look back on the history of Christianity, that there has been many tribulations and punishments, and some even fell into jail while preaching gospel, and also some died on the cross and decapitated while preaching gospel. And compared to their tribulations and punishment, that we are not in such a great tribulations and punishment and pains. So that I believe that I realize that we should do more than our best to continue this preaching gospel. And even in this difficult situation, and also many churches over the world out of Korea, that I keep listening to the news of preaching gospels. And also I see some of the brothers and sisters, newly born again brothers and sisters, and they are really doing their best. And there is an expression in Bible that children born in the tribulation, in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 20, the children you will have after you have lost the others will say again to your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. So we should help those who are saved, and we should guide their ways, and also we should lead them to the correct ways. And I believe that this is also an important point that I wish you to join my prayer for them and also cooperate together. So I would like to have a time to meditate on the words regarding the newly born again Christians, and also not only newly born again Christians, even though you are born again long time ago, that it is better you listen to the words, important words, listen over and over again, because it will refresh your minds and your determination. So I selected these verses. I believe all of you know these verses. Jesus Christ was describing very important truths, and he liked to use the parables, and he explained with anecdotes while explaining the really serious truths, because it can help people to understand, because the story is easy. So if they can understand, and they can understand the analogy, then they can understand the truth, the core of truth. And Jesus Christ was in the seashore and was explaining about the truth and teaching people, and he used this analogy. And at the time, it was like the most industry was agriculture industry. And I believe that he was in Galilee Sea. I've been there several times, and around the Galilee Sea there are fields. And there are many farmers. So they could feel and actually experience about farming and agricultural things. So I believe that Jesus has selected these parables of spreading seed, and he used this parable to explain the most important truths so that that the farmers can understand as well. And among his explanation, I believe that this part is conclusion of his explanation. And from verse 26, and he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. The kingdom of God. And Jesus left the throne of God and came to this world, in this land, to bring those people in the land to the kingdom of heaven, and also saving sinners who were destined to hell, and rather bring them to the kingdom of heaven. And this great work, and he was explaining how this great work is to be completed and accomplished, and the process of a man to be saved and going to the kingdom of heaven. And this is like this, like this, like this. And as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. When you see the Mark chapter 4 verse 14, the sower sows the words, that seed is words. Inside the seed, there is a life. That also there is an expression that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. And mustard seed is like the smallest seed in the Israel. And when I was in Israel, there are two types of mustard seed. And little bit bigger than a grain, and also the smaller one is very small, smaller like a dust, and when you blow it, and it'll blow away. And this seed become a tree, and the birds will stay on it and having rest on it. Because in this seed there is life, and life grows. And also it will bring unimaginable changes. It can bear fruit. It can spring the flower. Because it contains a life inside it. And preparing the people of the land and using the parable of the seed is, I think, is very proper way of explaining this great truth. So, it's as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, because words, I said seed is word, and in the words, there is a life given by God. So, when preaching gospel, and inside the gospel, as if it is expressed in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, that for it is a power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew and for the Greeks. Because it's not the words, but it is the power of God. And also, it is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 6, that which has come to you as it has also in the world is bringing first fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth, that the love and the life of God will be realized in your mind, in your heart, because this world is so amazing, because by the words that whole universe was created, and this whole universe is governed by God by the words, and by these words that we can be saved. God is saving our souls by this, by his word. So words can save lives. So as it is in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. So born again is like a sinner with destiny to hell is born again with a new life. It's not like improvement and development, like gradually getting better, but immediately changed with a whole different type of life. It's not about like natural thing in this our natural system, but totally different type of life. And actually born again by the power of God. And this is not by corruptible seed, which means that our body will be corrupted. Because we have life, but we are destined to death. And someday we will die, and it will be corrupted, it will perish. But this life, this born again with new life, means incorruptible seed, so that this will not perish, and which lives and abides forever, living words of God. This is amazing. After we have realized that the grace of God and having been saved, that also it is Holy Spirit who has helped us to save, who realized the salvation. And at the time that we are saved, that the life of God is planted in our heart. And this is miracle done by God. How can this can happen? We cannot explain this. It is inexpressible. Because when you see that just mere seed is planted on the ground, then it'll spring a beautiful flower, and it become a huge tree, and like a sequoia tree. And I went to Sequoia Park, and there are like gigantic trees, and the diameter is like 50 meter, and the height is like 130 meters, and it all came from just smallest seed. Can you imagine this? And if you plant this small seed, and it can be like an apple tree, and it will bear like hundreds of apples. And it all came from just small seeds. And this is done by God. it is not, we cannot explain this, the process of these bearing lives. So when you see the expression that it is like a planting, sowing seeds, scattering seeds on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, the seed should sprout and grow, and he himself does not know how. So it is not like when you scatter seed and it'll just immediately grow up and become a tree immediately. It takes time. It takes time. After should sleep and rise by day, and seed should sprout and grow. He doesn't know how, because it cannot be expressed by human being, because this is work of God, holy miracle of God. Because our salvation was a miracle, and after salvation, then our lives and attitude and mind are being changed by words. This all also miracle by Holy Spirit, that the sinners going to hell become a children of God. How can you explain this? This is inexpressible, because this is miracle of God. That he doesn't know how. For the earth ills crops itself. The earth. That there should be earth if the seed is going to be planted. That because seed cannot be planted in the air. So seed is like the earth of God. And the words of God. And the earth is the mind and heart of mankind, the human. And so likewise, the words of God is being planted in our heart. Some field is like very very soft and good, and some fields are like on the rock. Some fields are like with thorns. So there are many types of conditions of this field when the seed is being planted, and when it is planted, very soft and fertile condition of the soil, then this person will realize and will receive salvation. And how, and is there a special type of person who has this fertile condition of soul? There's no special type of this kind of person. Maybe a character could be like innocent and an easy believer, that there are some tendencies that this kind of person can receive salvation more easily than people. And some people, like they have like asphalt condition of their heart, and even though many words are planted in their surface of their heart, they cannot be planted. That is like the birds will come and it'll snatch the seed from the ground. It's like the prince of the air, which is Satan, will snatch the word, and as if he listened the words, and it'll just wandering around his brain, and it'll be just move away, fly away. And some of the soils, there are many stones inside the soil, so even though the words are planted, that it cannot deeply rooted because of the stones, inhibition of the stones. And because it is like a worldly desires inside his heart, so even though it seems like the words are a little bit planted and the faith is going to be grown, and later on that determination is heading for the world, because he has much, much worldly desires, and because of these worldly desires, because it inhibits the seeds of God, so it cannot be deeply rooted, so it cannot lead to the salvation after all. And what is the fertile soil? Then originally our heart is like a stone field and like asphalt, and we also have many thorns. But there is also expression that the words is like a hammer breaking the stone, the rock, and the stones can move out, the stones and the rocks can be moved out. So sometimes we see the documentary that the people are making fields and throwing out the stones, and they are plant the plants, and they do the farming in this kind of fields, and remove the thorns and remove the stones and rocks. So in order to get saved, then we should do this kind of job first. And we know that God is real, that in front of God that we are miserable sinners, and if He has like really sincere mind to be saved. Because if the mind is arrogant, it's like, why I'm sinner? Why I should go to the hell? Whether God is real or not, I don't care, because I want to live with my will. All of these are arrogant words and expressions. And these all came from arrogant mind. And they cannot accept the words as it is. Even though they're going to the church for a long time, and even one day and one moment, they cannot think about himself that he is sinner and he is going to hell if he dies tonight. And while before getting salvation, he learned something about the selections, like before 1,000 years ago, that he thought that he is selected. And all of these are arrogance. God hates arrogant people, rather God gives grace to the humble people. And Pharisee, there is also sin that we all know in the temple, that Pharisee prays that God, thank you for allowing me to live in this life, that not like this tax collector, that I'm not corrupted and I'm not sinner. And thank you for making me live like righteous man. And yeah, this is right, but he is still not righteous, because he is better sinner than him, but not like the worst sinner. But he is still sinner, because in God's point of view, that he is still sinner. And some of the person got disease, like a critical disease and lethal disease, and some got like not severe disease. But when you see that, those are all patients. And so he is a little bit righteous than the tax collector, but because of his righteousness, that he depends on his righteousness, and he is moving to God and heading toward the in front of God. And tax collector, he has done many things, and even it cannot be counted, so countless sins. And tax collectors said, I'm just a sinner. And also even Apostle Paul said, I'm the leader of sinner. And so he just prayed to God that, please bear mercy on me, because sinner can say that, please have mercy on me. Yeah, if a person murdered 100 people, after he done that, he can say, if he regrets, please have mercy on me. He cannot say that, please making me regards me as I'm innocent and I'm righteous, but he can say that, please have mercy on me. And because of the grace of God, that he will bring the sinner from the beneath of the hell, and he will bring the sinner into the top of the kingdom of heaven. And this is grace, and this is the love of God, because he does not want a single sinner will perish and destructed in hell. And after all, this tax collector was announced as righteous by God. So it is the condition of our hearts while we are listening to the sermon, that we are getting more and more realized that I'm such a miserable sinner, that by my righteousness that we cannot go to heaven, and we cannot even move step forward toward God. And when we are ready, then then when this time that the gospel is planted in our heart, then we can be saved with this humble and sincere mind. So the words is see this world, and the field is the condition of heart of the people who are listening to the sermon. And verse 28, for the earth yields crops by itself, first the blades, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. So seed was planted in the ground and become a fruit and become a grain. And it is time for harvest to collect these grains and store in the storage. And all of this process that it was explained by Jesus Christ. And we can call the three steps and three stages of salvation, and also three types of process for salvation, that this miserable sinner can get salvation, and after all he is saved, and later after all he goes to the kingdom of heaven. Then all of this process was explained in here, this passage. When I read this verse first time, I was so surprised by the wisdom of Jesus Christ that I really realized that, wow, Jesus Christ really described this really wisely. And there are many reference books about this passage, but there is not like exact explanation about this passage. There are three most important points of salvation here. First one is sprout. This is the start of life, the starting point of life. First one is blade and the head and full grain of the head. So blade is the starting point of life, and the head is the process of growing life, and the full grain is the conclusion of life, that the final stage that we should really need to understand this in detail. As if we are saved and we have sprouts of salvation because we receive the life of Holy Spirit, then we should grow normally. And after we grow and become mature, and after all that we entering into the kingdom of heaven, then all of this is process being done by God. Salvation is grace of God, and growth of faithful life is also the grace of God, and also going to heaven is also grace of God, that by the grace of God and the love of God, that if we depend on them, then God will keep providing us what we need. The blade is the starting point of life given by God. When we see the Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, that by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is gift of God. When we first day, when we realize the grace of God, in the time we realize that at the same time, simultaneously, that it is believed. Some people say that it is enough to believe Jesus. What is the realization? What else I should realize? But also there are expressions that about the day of realization, and there are many expressions about being realized about salvation, that without realization, without realizing about salvation, that there is no use. Without realizing a salvation, there is no salvation. This is just mere knowledge, and by realizing the love of God and the amazing grace, the salvation can be done. After realizing the grace, and by faith that it is received, the salvation is received, and those processes are done immediately. And when we are saved, when the child is born, that there are like immediately born is just happen, and giving birth is happening immediately. So likewise, that salvation is become done at once, because it is not of yourself, but the grace of God. And the whole cost is paid by the giver. And when you think about it, if you receive the gift, then it doesn't have to take long time for receiving this gift. And sometimes the givers can take long time because he need to prepare things and selecting gift and pay. But when give the gift, when giving the gift, it is just happening just within a second at once and as simultaneous actions. And it is when you realize and when you receive, it is done at the same time. There's also praise that by depending on my Savior, the grace, the Jesus Christ, that I received the salvation, and I received the salvation. There is expression that this is not by done by our effort, that also not by our deeds and behaviors. This is given out of grace, that we cannot do other things than just saying thank you. And all of this, all received, is past tense. And sometimes they pray that, please God, save me again. It's not like once a week when you feel like being saved. You cannot get saved like every time when you want it. Just once and all, once and for forever. And the way of receiving salvation is by faith. We are born with our physical body, and we born again as children of God when we receive salvation. And so we call it born again, because again means one more time, because you are already born in this world and you're born again spiritually. Without being born again, then you cannot see the kingdom of God. And if you are saved, then you can see the kingdom of God, and you are entitled to entering into the kingdom of God. And in James chapter 1, verse 18, that of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that he might be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. That the saved Christians, whenever they die, then they will go to heaven immediately. We can be confident about it. So second thing is about the head. This is the growth of life. After born again, after born, then after you are born and came to this world, then there must be a process of growing and become a mature condition. And in Philippians, Apostle Paul said in okay, let's search together. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And Apostle Paul went to Philippi and preaches, and it started from the Ludea, and it became a church of Philippians. And all the people, all the saved Christians in Philippian church, they gathered together and they become united. And wherever Apostle Paul went, and they prayed for him, and also they supported him through Epaphroditus, and they were exchanging news, and they are sending correspondences to Apostle Paul and receiving news from him. And Apostle Paul, when Apostle Paul is writing Philippians, while he was preaching gospel, that he was captured in Rome, and he was captured in jail for 2 years. And while he was in there, then he also preached gospel in jail. And this is the correspondence sent to the churches of Philippians. And this is also given to us as well, equally. That this is, therefore, my beloved, is not only for the people of Philippian churches, but also for all the saved Christians. And he said, not as in my presence, but now in my absence, because Apostle Paul was in jail and far apart from the Philippian church. And also he was told, he told to the people that you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And some people misunderstood this sentence. And how can you say that salvation is done at once? Because Apostle Paul said also we should work out for the salvation with fear and trembling. So we should tremble all the time and we should work out for the salvation. And because it is unstable and incomplete. And it is like gradual process of completing the salvation. And can you imagine? Can you imagine that if a person say, use your money wisely, then which means that the receiver, the listener, does he have money or not? Because he has money that the people is telling him that use money wisely. And also, people say, keep your health and watch out for your health and work out for your health. And which means that he already in the healthy condition. And likewise, Apostle Paul said to the people who already saved salvation, already received salvation, and it's not about that the salvation is incomplete and need to work out. Because it is for sure that our salvation is for sure that it is complete because it is spiritual salvation. As if it is written in 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 1 verse 8, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Because we receive salvation, then we can be rejoiced with inexpressible glories. And people in the world that they rejoice because they become rich, and sometimes they become a very important person in the social position, and it is nothing, just it can last like several years and maybe just at least several decades, but it'll just perish. But by the amazing grace and amazing love of God that this miserable sinner gets saved. And also Jesus said that I give this to you that you will not be destroyed forever. In John chapter 10 verse 28, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. And this is everlasting and eternal and forever, that this salvation cannot be snatched out of my hand. Also, there is a praise that this salvation is paid by the blood of Jesus Christ, and it cannot be snatched out. And who is responsible for our salvation is God Himself and Jesus Christ, because He is responsible for our salvation. And also, it is the expression that not a single one will be lost. And so our salvation is eternal and everlasting and most safely secured in this world. And some people say that even the saved Christians, if they commit sins, then the salvation can be lost. And these people, I'm not sure whether he really saved or not, because he misunderstood the Bible. Because our salvation is complete and everlasting and forever salvation. And what is the meaning of working out for salvation with fear and trembling? It's not about being fear and trembling for losing salvation, but after salvation, while we are living in this world and in the progress to enter into the kingdom of heaven, that we should improve our condition and become a most proper being in front of God. That the salvation is obtained at once, immediately it is completed and achieved. But this working out with fear and trembling, and after the day of salvation until the meeting of God, that this is the ongoing situation and working out, and all the time with obedience. And because salvation is not about working on, because you just receive it. And after salvation, by the guidance of Holy Spirit, that it is to be obedient to the will of God, and it is like present progressive situation. So that's why it is explained as work out for your salvation with fear and trembling. This is about growth of your faith. After you're born, you start growing. And the growth of our physical body on a certain stage, that the growth of body stops. Like when you reach to the age of 20, then your growth is being stopped. Not like the sequoia tree, that the human height can be like 160 meters and it is unimaginable. It should be stopped at the proper level, a certain level. But the character, mind, and psychological status will be developed progressively. Sometimes you see that with adult body of adult, but the mind of child, that it can be a little bit weird. So when you see likewise that the character and the mind should grow continuously, and this is explained for us as a children of God, that until when we should grow to the reach the level of Christ, that it is the level that we should be holy like God's holiness, and we should be mature like the level of Christ. That character of Christ and character of God should be realized and should be achieved in our insight. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. So gradually, continuously, that we should be changed and we should be improved, that our characters should be improved and our attitude should be improved, and our behaviors and our actions, like mature Christians, gradually it should be happen naturally. That if saved Christians just cursing and doing something bad, committing sins, and what would people think if they see about your behaviors? Then they would not believe, they should refuse receiving salvation if the example is like this. And the salvation is done by the grace and the power of God. And as child is born, as soon as he is born, that the parents really making their all efforts to make his child to become a great person and pouring all their effort. Likewise, after we are saved, we are born again, that for us that we should grow up and become a proper children of God and to live a proper life and to reach a certain level, God is actually pouring all his love and the power and the grace to us, that so that we can grow up maturely. So actually, that we can actually obey God and we can follow God. Before salvation, we were enemy against God. But after salvation, we become a children of God, that we should continue our obedient life and follow God's word and his will. And this is a growing salvation. This is what we called a characteristic salvation. Personality salvation. And it is called, as a professional term in theology, it is called sanctification. And after the day that we realize the love of God, that after then, that we grow up together, not by the Philippians, but all the people who are saved all over the world and bearing fruits equally, we are growing up gradually, progressively, continuously, that there is a process. That's why it is in 1 Thessalonians, that first chapter 5, verse 3, that your faith grow more when we are saved. In Luke chapter 17, it is like planting a small mustard seed. Your faith is like small mustard seed. That after salvation, that our faith grows. That the meaning of growing faith means that we become changed and ourselves are being improved and grow up as like proper children of God. And when you imagine that a baby is born, after a year, still same. 5 years later, still same condition. Do you think that parents can be happy about his condition? It is happy that child is born. And after the born, that the children flapped his body himself. And he tried to stand up. And parents were happy whenever they see the new steps of growth of the baby. Likewise, God is happy when he sees that we are saved. And likewise, God will be happy that when he sees the growth of our faith, that wow, our baby is eating himself and is so happy. And he start to walk, start to run, and he knows what others like or dislike and try to be cautious. And after all that, he run errands of the parents, and sometimes he helping the job of parents, and parents will be so proud of their children. And sometimes he received the enterprise of the parents. Likewise, that can you imagine that we can imagine that God, how God will be happy when he sees the growth of our faith. If we are not grow, then God will be upset and they will worry, because if the parents see the baby is still same like for several years, and if baby cannot say, cannot talk, and cannot move and do just like the same condition as he was born, then parents start worrying. Likewise, if God sees our spiritual growth is stopped, then God will start worrying. Why he is not changed? Why he doesn't grow? And also people around us, does he really saved? Does she really saved? If we just curse and we don't know love each other, we are disobedient, and we don't know why we should live for Christ, and also focusing on the fleshly desires, then people will worry, and also God will worry about us. And Apostle Paul said to the Corinthian church that he went to the church of Corinth, and Apostle Paul said to the people, the brothers and sisters of church of Corinth, and he said the 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2 to 3, I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For well, there are envy, strife, and divisions among you. Are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Because it has passed already several years when the church of Corinth has established, and there are many people who got saved, and they started faithful life for a long time ago. But still they are children, they are childish. Still they are receiving milk, and they cannot eat solid food. And even like small difficulties and some pressures in spirit by the sermon, they cannot receive it. Some of the Christians, there should be like types, because children should be fed with milk. And the breast milk has all the nutrients contained for all necessary for a baby. And do you know that the ingredient of breast milk in a week and after 3 months is all different because it is conditioned and adjusted for the condition of baby. As the baby is grow, then the contain the components and ingredients of breast milk is different. Likewise, that the salmon should be different. And some Christians, that the so-called old Christians, and they cannot digest some solid sermons with little bit pressure on spirit, that they cannot receive it. That whenever I give sermon on winter retreat, that I really push the Christians and give like strong messages to the Christians so that we can really be motivated to live more and focus more on God. But some of the Christians cannot receive it. So this is the process of growth as a proper children of God. And this is process and progress. So like fear and trembling, it's not about like salvation, but fear and trembling about our fleshly desire, that we may be like disobedient in some point and maybe far apart, a little bit far from God. And also there's words in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1, therefore having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting the holiness of the fear of God. So we fear because to be more sanctified and to reach and to achieve the complete condition of sanctification, that we should be afraid of saying something bad, and we should be afraid of committing sins, and we should be afraid of our behavior if it might make God and Holy Spirit and other Christians be sad and worry. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that you should be careful for the Jewish people and also Greeks and also the Church of God. You should be careful about your behaviors for the Gentiles, because if we do something wrong, then it will inhibit the preaching gospel. And 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 32, give no offense either to the Jews, to the Greeks, or the Church of God. So, and let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So they will see our good behaviors. The Gentiles can see our good behaviors as example. And there is also that to be prepared for the people who are asking about the reason for your hope. That they will see, wow, those people are really love each other. They are full of love. And I want to be inside of that group, that I want to enter that group. And they are long for being a member of us. And they want to know more about us. They want to have the same faith with us. And this is the way of leading them to the salvation. And this is the way of preaching gospel. And if the Christians do something wrong, and this is of no use if you preach. And they will say, yeah, good belief, that you will believe, and you believe you are good Christ. And this is not about words, but about the behaviors. Like politicians, they say all the good works. And to the people of the nation, they all saying very, very good words to the people. But their behaviors are different. This is hypocrisy. That our words, what we say and what we do, should be same, exactly matched. The Christian should have this behavior and attitude. And we should be afraid of not reaching for perfect match of our behavior and our words. And if our behavior can inhibit a preaching gospel, or also give worries to the other Christians. So there are still young Christians and child Christians, baby Christians in the church. And we should be careful for many different type of Christians, and not saying every words that I would like to say in the church. That we should be cautious and we should be careful for our behaviors, what we say, As Christ had mercy on us, that we should have mercy on each other, we should love each other, we should elevate the others, and we should cover the weaknesses of brothers and sisters. And like Jesus Christ did, faithful life we should do with great caution, out of fear to God. That it is also expression that while you are travelers in this world, that you stay with caution. And we are travelers in this world. We don't live here forever. And we always should always remember about the days that we meet Christ and God, that we should live as that we are waiting for the judgment in front of God, because we will be judged by our behaviors. So that's why it is said that work out for the salvation with fear and trembling, and be rich to the level of Christ. That's why in 1 Philippians chapter 1 verse 27, that only let your conduct or worthy of gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit and one mind, striving together for the faith of gospel. So this is the message, that we should live as the person who are going to live in the kingdom of heaven. And gradually, because God has told us to do so, because it is possible. Let's see the 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Like newborn babies. Newborn baby, would they seek cigarettes or alcohol or money? They only think about milk. There's also price. Like a pure milk for the newborn baby, that we cannot forget words even 1 second. So likewise, we should desire and we should long for the words, and should not miss even 1 second. And before salvation, I didn't feel any pleasure while reading Bibles. Before salvation, I have read 50 times of New Testament and 30 times for the Old Testament. And it is really, really, really tired. So whenever the first day of New Year, that I made determination, okay, let's start over again from the Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, who gave birth to who, and also Sodom and Gomorrah and Ruth, and give birth, and I could not finish. Okay, I've done this, I finished. Oof. And after all, that I realized that this Matthew chapter 1 is so important because of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And this is so important chapter, and this is so complex, and there is no reason that if it is not important, it is included in the Bible. And this is so tired before salvation while reading Bible, because I don't understand at all. After salvation, it is more sweeter than honey. After salvation, a newborn Christian, you should not make efforts while it is difficult to read Old Testament. You can start from Genesis. If it is difficult, then you can go to the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. And because a proverb has 31 chapters, then you can read one chapter by day. And also you can go over to the New Testament from Gospel of John to Romans, and go to the Matthew. You can read the Bibles what you can read. It's like children try to mimic the behavior of the adults and try to eat exactly same the adults eat. But you shouldn't have to do that. When you go to the buffet, then you will have trouble if you try to eat all. Then you can select well what you can eat and you can digest. So after salvation, you have this mind long for reading Bible, but it doesn't mean that you will realize everything. So anyway, while you are reading the Bible, there are some parts that you can realize. Some parts you don't realize, then you can just leave it. That when time comes, then you will realize then. And after you listen to the sermon, then it is so much pleasure and so much grace, graceful mind. And listening over and over again, then it is still so much pleasure. Some people say that, the pastor is giving the same sermon over and over again. I know everything. And they don't listen. Why you know? What do you know about it? And also there is a praise that this sermon I have been listening to whole my life, and this love of Christ, and pastor is giving sermon again about his love again. And Bible seminar, sometimes over whole life I listen like hundreds of times, but every time I listen to the sermon, Bible seminar, it is still fresh because it is about the love of Christ. And every day you eat the same food, you eat the same rice, you are sick of it? No. When you're trying to seek for the new things and new content, it'll be a problem. And for 1,000 years, sun rises from the east, and people now say that sun should rise on the earth, on the north. Some people say that, and some people say that I have completed reading Bible and there's nothing new for me to learn anymore, so I wish that there's a new Bible. And it is so arrogant. And for me, there are some parts still I don't understand. I just leave it. And when the time comes, then I realize. And the contents that I have learned so far, it is more than enough to live and work out for with my life for God. It's more than enough. So likewise, as newborn baby, then you should long for the pure milk. And in my room, there is a bookshelf, and there are so much book inside it. I don't have time to read all of these books. Sometimes I see and I read these books. Nothing much for new, and sometimes I feel like there's an error. I find it, but the Bible, there's no error, and Bible is complete. So, like newborn baby, desire the pure milk of the words, that you may grow thereby. The words will change your mind, your attitude, your life, and this is about growth. And after you grow more, then you become a complete different person than before. Then people cannot understand, cannot recognize you. It's like when you see the children growing up, like several years later, wow, this baby is growing up so much. He become like adult, and later on become a father and mother and become a parent of children. So likewise, salvation, after salvation, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, then when I was young, then I talk and behave like young, and after become adult. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I become a man, I put away childish thing. So we should become an adult. And how to become an adult is not like happening naturally. It should be provided the necessary things for the growth. Even healthy people, they should continuously eat what they need and act and work out, and they can maintain their healthy condition. Likewise, that even though the saved Christians, they try to be more obedient and try to learn more and become more and more and more like the level of Christ. And this is like growing up in faith to reach to the level of the Christ. And then you may grow thereby. That this is the process of sanctification. And let's go back to Mark chapter 4 verse 28. First is blade and head. Blade is the start of life and head is process of life and full grain in the head. This is the full grain of the head is like conclusion of our faith. And also there is another stage of salvation. Let's see the Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Jesus was offered for the sin of many people. And for salvation, he will appear a second time. When he appears a second time, there's another salvation given to us. Regardless of sin, that there are people who wait for him. Those people are saved Christians. After salvation, they live obedient life and they follow Jesus Christ and they long for Jesus Christ's second coming. And the saved Christians, they don't long for like being rich people and the wealth and the prosperity in the world like the worldly people. They don't follow the world trend. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have any meaning for their lives. It's like a toy of children, because like adults, they don't care about the toys of the children because it will perish. But saved Christians, we long for the second coming of Jesus Christ. In the day of second coming of Jesus Christ, that the complete salvation. What kind of salvation? Let's see Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Verse 23, Romans chapter 8, verse 23. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Like the first fruit of Holy Spirit, this is the life of given from the Jesus Christ. As we say that we receive salvation, we receive eternal life, and we receive salvation. And we groan. Why we groan? Because even though we are saved, that there are many difficulties and tribulations for our physical bodies. And sometimes we are tired, and we feel sad, and we feel in pain. That whenever we have chance that we commit sins, and also we try to hate brothers and sisters, and those negative points are still not completely removed. And also there are some tribulations and punishments, and also difficulties and afflictions. That's why we are grown and waiting for the adoption and redemption of our body. That adoption means that become a son who is not born naturally. That we waiting for the adoption and redemption of our body. When is the second coming of Jesus Christ? In Philippians chapter 3, let's see. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. That our citizenship is in heaven, that we are citizens of kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is my country. From which the Jesus Christ is now there, and he is coming again from there. That our body will be transformed to the uncorruptible body, and also the living people become transformed like glorious body, like Jesus Christ. That there will be transformation of our bodies with holiness. That this is the salvation that Jesus Christ is bringing us to the kingdom of heaven, whom he will transform our lowly body as he is able to do, subdue all things to himself, with this great amazing power that he will transform our lowly body and miserable bodies, and will transform to the holy and glorious body like Jesus Christ. And this will be done immediately at once. And this is the salvation that also we are long for. And this is the greatest hope for the saved Christians. And also there is praise that when I see the sky, that there is a cloudy, that I feel like Jesus Christ is coming now. And Jesus Christ has made promise that he is coming again. I am waiting for him, that when he will come again. Are you waiting for him? I really, really want Jesus Christ come again immediately. I want to go to the kingdom of heaven. But in the meanwhile, when I think about the people who are not saved and what is of use, that if I go there alone without those people, then please, Jesus, please wait for me sometime. I should do my best preaching gospel to the people. We have the bigger retreat center, the renovated retreat center, and also we are doing many projects for the global mission. Please, Jesus, please wait for me for some time. And I believe that we are all in the same mind. Anyway, second coming of Jesus Christ is our greatest hope in this life. And the sound of trumpet, that everyone will be transformed at once, that the dead bodies will be transformed, and our bodies will be transformed with glorious body as Jesus Christ. Let's see the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 16, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, 4:16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Himself, shout, and voice of archangel, and trumpet. And this is second coming of Jesus Christ. And there's a praise that in the air there's a trumpet and a voice of archangel. The Jesus is coming with chariot, and he will gather all the saved Christians. And I'm waiting for these days. when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. This will be happening in our days, our time. And the dead people will arise first, those who are saved in the past and died, and their spirits are in paradise now, and their bodies are buried in the graveyard. And in John chapter 5, verse 28, that all the people in the graveyard will listen to his voice, and the innocent people will rise. In John chapter 5, verse 28, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the grave will hear his voice and come first. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. So when the day of resurrection and Jesus Christ is coming again, the people alive, they will transformed. They will be transformed with glorious body at once. Two persons are working in the field. One person will rise and one person will remain. And two women is working in the bakery. And also two men are sleeping together. Saved person will rise and unsaved person will remain. The second coming of Jesus is so close that we should confirm our faith for sure. If you have any doubts, please tell us that you long for the words and listen to the Bible seminar. Keep on listening. After salvation, we should check and confirm ourselves whether we are really prepared for receiving Jesus Christ. Because after salvation, every behavior, every deed will be counted after the day of salvation until the meeting of Jesus second time. Then are you prepared? Are you ready to meet Jesus Christ? As it is written in Romans chapter 16, that our faith, our salvation is closer than before. That we should remove disobedience, that we should live as proper children of God. When we meet Jesus Christ and when we stand before the judgment seat, and that we should not be shameful. And also there will be a compliment, there will be a punishment. As a servant, then we are running out of time. Then we should end, and we should work continuously to the end of our time, as it is written in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. That not following the desire of flesh again, that we should live the rest of our life for the Lord. That we should not live for the fleshly desire, but we should live for God, and we should follow the will of God. As it is written in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2, that he no longer should live the last of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. This is my great wish and sincere wish, that we are waiting and expecting the second coming of Jesus Christ, that on that day they will be all transformed to the glorious body. And as according to the words, that you should be perfect like God is in heaven is perfect. Then also in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13, that when you long for the grace, when you receive, you will receive when the Jesus Christ is coming. Because it is called grace, because First Peter chapter 1 verse 13, that therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And there is another grace will be received when Jesus is coming. We should do our best and cheer up. And this is marvelous that we are saved in the end time. And also that we are expecting Jesus' coming before our death, and we are in the generation that we can see before we can see the Jesus Christ before death. So we should continue our work. Let us pray. Merciful Father, thank you for saving us in the end time, and also having us in this holy fellowship and the church, and also giving us the chance that we can serve the church and work for Jesus Christ and the Lord and our Savior, Lord, that while we are living in this world, please provide us and renew us with your grace and love and the words, and we thank you for this. And we long for the second coming of Jesus Christ, and until the day that we are standing in front of the judgment seat, that we should stand with confidence, that there should be no shames on us, that please hold us with your words and grace and your mighty power so that we can live as a proper children of God. Please lead us in our ways. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's praise Praise Book chapter 213. 213.